The Bible is the single most important book that has ever been written. The creator of the universe gave us a playbook on how to live in his universe and the laws that govern it. On this podcast, we will explore what the Bible says on money, success, business, leadership, influence, relationships, and any other area that we discover may help us in business. So join us to discover the amazing wisdom of the Bible and how we can use it to grow our business and to improve our life. One of the most important subjects that we can learn is how to deal with rejection and failure in business. And I think one of the things that we got to know about rejection and failure is that it is part of success. It is an integral part of succeeding at life. One of the things is that, like, if you look at your life, if you look at a life of a child, the very learning experience that we had as children was to fail, fail, and fail, and fail, and fail again until we learn how to do something. When a child first learns to walk, what happens? They try to walk and they fall down, and they get up and they fall down, and they get up and fall down, and they get up and fall down, and they just never give up until they actually succeed. And that is how they eventually learn how to walk. Same goes for crawling. Same goes for talking. They don't get it right the first time. And yet, as we get older, life beats into us that somehow that we have to achieve perfection on the first try. I think we have to have an attitude of positivity. And that when those negative things come in our life, we don't start carrying the weight of the regrets of the past or the disappointment of the past. We don't start carrying them along with us. What happens is that oftentimes we are disappointed and there's a death in a family, or we lose a lot of money, or something really bad happens, or family pressure, or I don't know. There's so many things that could happen that could cause us to be burdened and to start carrying weight on our back. And it starts weighing on us. And what happens is that over time, those weights on our back, we start going, and we're less able to accomplish things because we carry the regret of the past on our back. Because see, we can only carry one of two things. It's like, if we got this massive ball, let's say it's 3 foot in diameter, and you can pick up one, but you can't pick up two. And that is how it is. We can either carry the regrets of the past and the disappointment of the past on our back, or we can carry the hope for the future. We have to learn how to let go of the past in order to deal with the future. And once we realize that, failure is a prerequisite to success. It is the part of creating success in our life is that we have to deal with failure. Let's say, for example, I'm going to go out and I'm going to sell a client on a new roof system because I do roofing. Let's say I have no clients and I got to start from scratch. Now, how do I go about to get clients? Now, if I go out and I'm handing flyers out door to door, I'll probably have to talk with 100 people before one of them is going to say yes. Now, it depends on the time of year and the type of customer and all those kinds of things. But let's just say I have to pass out about 100 flyers for every job that I sell. Now, typically there's at least 3 or 4 people, you know, between every job that's sold and the next job. So I failed 75% of the time. Does that mean I'm a failure as a roofer? No, it just means that it is a part of success. It is part of winning. It is the part of moving forward in life. And even the most successful people that I know in life, the most successful people in the world that I know, they've had some significant disappointments. And the one person that I know, he almost went bankrupt in 2008. Now, he had owned the company for 14 years at that point. And, you know, he was afraid he was going to be able to make payroll. The question could have been said, well, you know, 14 years later, surely he should have known how to run his company. But this guy's very professional. He's an extremely good business guy. And it was not his only company. So, you know, people could say whatever they want to. They could say, oh, well, just look at that. It's not even moving forward. It's not even happening. But now I know, I mean, looking back, that guy there has made a lot of money from that same company since then. He fought through that obstacle. It was a failure of a year. Sure, the company didn't grow much. You know, it still grew a little bit. But like the times were hard. Sometimes you have to make difficult decisions and continue to move forward. You have to continue to move forward in spite of those problems, in spite of those difficulties in your back. If we truly want something enough, we will figure out how to make it happen. If we really, truly want it at the very core of our being, at the very bottom of our heart, we will figure out how to do what it takes. If it is possible to do it, we will do it. I know that there are certain things that are impossible. Like you can't bring somebody back from the dead. And you may not be able to cure cancer, but there are things that we can control. And compared to our little tiny problems of rejection and failure, that's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of an issue. Get that positivity in your heart and go out and into the world and act with integrity and foresight and put a tremendous amount of work behind it and fail forward. So with that, hope you guys are having an absolutely incredible day. We'll talk with you next time.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review us. If you have suggestions or comments or would like to have more information, visit jacobdlee.com. Thank you for listening.
You're listening on the Verbal Crowd Network. Find more great shows at verbalcrowd.com.